Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are just 21 hours away, 22 hours away from Joey Chestnut returning to Coney Island, trying to reclaim the mustard belt.
I'm gonna watch.
I don't know. Do you think this year the ratings will get a massive bump up because Joey Chestnut's back? Genuinely, Crowder. I don't know. I didn't watch last year. I'll tell you the truth. Last year I did not watch, and I don't know if necessarily it's because Joey Chestnut didn't participate or it's just because I was busy on July 4th a year ago. I don't know. I don't exactly remember what it was that I was doing, but I didn't watch. And I wonder tomorrow, it's 11:45. I know it's about to start. Am I running to my TV? Noon ESPN2 to make sure I'm tuned in for the hot dog eating contest, Joey Chestnut's return.
I don't know if it moves the bar by millions, but I think some more people, because we had George Shea on and he was saying it's a, The news cycle had the return of Joey Chestnut. So people that weren't watching might want to watch and be like, why are they making a big deal out of this? And people that are going to watch anyway. If I'm flipping through TV on 4th of July, which, I think we're going to a water park or something tomorrow with the kids. But if I'm flipping through, I'll watch, but I'm not making an appointment TV.
Well, we'll talk about it. Josh Chappelle is with us once again today.
A little bit fraudulent, if you ask me, with this Chestnut. I can't figure out who's more of a fraud, Major League Eating or Joey Chestnut. Chestnut, if you're going to go with Impossible Foods, stick with Impossible Foods. It's been a year, all right? How about you have some stick-to-itiveness and go in for the long haul if you're going to represent him? And Major League Eating, if you're going to suspend him last year, why are you reversing course so soon? It's ridiculous. Stick to your guns. Stick to your buns.
Hey, look at that. Good play on words. Hey. we talked to George Shea. He said that the NBA player empowerment. These eaters are now seeing how much power they have, so he has to deal with these athletes, quote unquote, in different ways now. You gotta respect the game, baby.
I think, Crowder, correct me if I'm wrong, what really went down last year was Joey Chestnut signed a deal with another a competitor, but not really a competitor. He signed a deal with Impossible Foods, which goes against the brand of Nathan's because they're selling competing hot dogs that aren't real beef, right? And I think it was more of just a blind side that upset Major League Eating, George Shea, and their sponsor, their biggest sponsor, the most noteworthy event. So Major League Eating had to flex a little bit. They had to flex a little bit on Joey Chestnut, and then everybody kind of realized maybe we should just settle down.
What kind of flex is that if you cave in a year? Some flex. Hey, man.
Follow the money. They lost some money or they lost something with Nathan's, with the Joey. Follow the money, baby. That's where it comes from. I tell you all the time. hey, man, I used to make fun of podcasts till I saw the numbers. I was like, let's do a podcast then. How much they make? Oh, yeah, yeah, let's do a podcast.
Now, all of a sudden, Crowder's doing TikToks. I mean, it just, it is what it is.
You can monetize this? Hey, what's that dance again? Yeah, man. Follow the money, baby.
If you could monetize picking up your dog's poop, would you do it?
Yes. They're buying.
You see
them buying?
Play with the dog feces.
Man, now
there's a price.
Hey, now it's a business. Now it's a business, Josh.
It's funny. It's funny if Paul mentions that. If you if you're joining us and maybe you missed yesterday's show, we spent a good part of the 4 o'clock hour yesterday, most of the 4 o'clock hour yesterday, arguing Appel and I with Crowder, because Crowder admitted, and look, I don't want to rehash this, genuinely I don't, there's so much to get to today, but Crowder revealed that when he walks his dog, he does not pick up his dog's poop. He won't, no matter where it is. If it's on his own property, he won't do it. If it's in a public space, he won't do it. He does not believe in it. And I think he was being truthful. I don't think it was a bit, Crowder, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. Like, this is something that you, because even off the air, you're like, bro, I'm not kidding. I don't do that.
This is less life.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything goes to the bathroom, and I'm going to let them go to the bathroom where they lay.
Well, I could not disagree more with Crowder. Again, we spent 20 minutes on it yesterday, but I just wanted to bring this up, and then we'll move on. Somebody did comment on the YouTube video. Subscribe to our WQM YouTube page, 560 WQM Miami or Miami 560. I don't know. Just type in WQM. It'll pop up. Here's the comment, Crowder. Crowder is absolutely right. It's amazing. People like Solana go nuts over dog poop, but his property or any property could be full of geese poop, and no one says anything about it. Geese poop is harmful.
Yep.
To people and dogs. Is Solana going to pick up the goose poop? Geese and dogs poop outside. You can't do anything about it. Let me guess.
Yep.
Geese read Solana's sign and fly away. Which was genuinely a hilarious way to cap off that message. Look, man, and that was commented by a guy named Carlos on YouTube. You can genuinely, if you want to, you can watch all these videos. I post most of the funny segments on YouTube, and we've been getting some better traction as of the past couple months. That genuinely made me die of laughter this morning when I read it, because, man, like, I thought I'd have 99% approval on this, but clearly the people in my neighborhood don't agree because they don't pick up after their dog. Crowder speaks for I think. Maybe not a majority, but, you know, going back to the election, the silent majority or the silent minority, whatever the hell you want to call it. I mean, I think Crowder genuinely speaks for the people on this one.
It's a vocal minority. And the text line yesterday was the exact opposite of that one singular YouTube comment. And I would say that I'm not even certain that this gentleman, Carlos, who commented on the YouTube video, actually believes any of that. I think it was just means to an end to talk about goop, goose poop, geese poop, and the sign, and make the joke about them flying away. I think that was just means to an end. I don't think he actually believes that.
Yep. I think you people, you know, you pick up the poop people, or people that say, hey, we need to stop child hunger, and you don't do anything about it. Honestly, just scream stuff and don't do a damn thing about it. I'm going to be honest with myself.
Pick up our poop.
All right.
No.
We don't have to do it again. I'm just saying.
Everybody kind of has a line. This is like Trump Biden in November. Like, no point in arguing it because you have a line in the sand, and there's just no point, right? Like, I was sick during the election cycle of people still trying to fight, because at this point of the game, you have your mind made up, and I believe this is very similar. This isn't a new phenomena. I mean, you know, dogs poop, and if you're a dog owner, you either pick up the poop or you don't. And Crowder has made his decision, his life's decision to not do it. It is what it is.
I'm going on 42 years old. I'm not changing now.
Okay. Anyways,
it's never too late.
I posted yesterday on Twitter, the Marlins are playing Appel and they're winning, correct? 4-1?
They are winning 4-1, just turning a little double play. Oh, by the way, don't even get me started on this Emil Jimenez, the second base umpire from last night.
Well, I wanted to get to that for sure. Yeah, I did want to get started. To that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me crank you up then. Crowder, did you see what happened yesterday? The Marlins, 8-game win streak, the most in, I think, like almost a decade. And a win last night would have tied the franchise's longest win streak at 9, which they did back in 2008, my favorite Marlins team ever, even more than the two World Series titles.
Fun team.
And here's what happens. They're down 2-1, 6-inning, and Stowers ties the game. He hits a single right up over second base. And who ended up scoring? Was it Jesus Sanchez?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jesus Sanchez was on second, comes through, scores. But the umpire at second waves off the play because the ball appears to have hit him. And it did hit him. It grazed his foot, and it changed the trajectory of where the ball was going. But the play should have standed. That ball was going to hit the gap. And
Stood.
Oh, get out of here.
the play should have stood. Not here, I mean.
Yeah, no, good call. The play should have stood. Sanchez was going to score no matter what. If the ball doesn't hit the umpire, nobody's making the play on that hit. It's going to get out to the center fielder. The center fielder is going to catch it. He's going to hit the cutoff man, or he's going to throw to second, and that's it. The Marlins tie the game. Instead, they wave it off. Sanchez has to go back to third, and I don't remember who it was, struck out after. Inning over, Wagamin struck out. Way to go, Wags. He strikes out. Inning over, and the Marlins lose 2-1. Appel, go ahead. Like I couldn't believe it. I didn't watch it. I watched it on Twitter late last night. And then I read the comments of the umpire, and I get it. Like, hey, this is the rule in the game. But this is another thing with baseball that I just don't understand. Hey, you found a rule everybody thinks is ridiculous. Why is it still a rule? Why? It's so obvious. Yesterday, watching that as a novice baseball fan, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, ever in sports.
Let's have a little feel here, Emil Jimenez. And he's got a lot of gall after his actions yesterday to even show his face in the city of Miami at today's game. All right. They just demote him back to AAA for his stunt that he pulled yesterday. It's a letter of the law. It hits. Hey, have some feel, guy. Emil Jimenez. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Honestly, rigged against the Marlins. And what's going to happen is in late September, when the Marlins are battling for a wild card spot and they miss the playoffs by one game, you know who I'm going to look at? Emil Jimenez, the second base umpire from last night. His fault.
And Jimenez, the decision is stupid, but be competent at your job. Get the hell out the way.
Yeah, I mean, the ball was hit like 700 miles an hour, and you know what he did? He made Kyle Stowers angry. He made Agustin Ramirez angry. He made Eury Pérez angry because they are putting a smackdown on the Twins today. I hope they don't blow it. It's 4-1 in the eighth.
To this point, I didn't know this rule. I saw it after, you know, after I heard, I think I heard Joe and Joe Rose this morning. They were talking about it, so I went back and watched it. In hockey, am I right, Josh? In hockey, if the puck hits the ump, it's a live puck.
Yeah.
In football, if a receiver, they actually use the refs to pick off defenders.
Funny visual.
It's not an ended play. they pick off defenders to get open. Ref, get the hell out the way. In basketball, if a guy trips over a ref or they bump, it still plays. Why in baseball, if these big fat bastards can't get out the way, now the play doesn't count anymore? It's just a real stupid rule now that I saw and heard what they were saying about it.
In fairness, Emil Jimenez, not an old, grumpy, overweight gentleman. He is actually a younger one, someone who's in shape and should be able to get out of the way of that 800-mile-per-hour line drive off the middle.
Get your little good-looking, in-shape ass out the way, then.
Exactly.
Let me rephrase.
I can't believe he's showing his face here today. Ridiculous.
Now, I do notice the irony that I'm about to criticize somebody at being bad at their job after I said the play should have standed rather than stood. But it's exactly what I'm going to do.
Wow.
Yeah. Here's what upsets me, because in soccer, I you're right. In hockey, the referees appel. This is my take going back to 2 years. I think what the refs in hockey do is actually more impressive than the players on the ice, because the way that those guys avoid the puck. You ever walk through the tunnel after we do our show live from there, and the referees are warming up outside. They're on the bike. Like, those dudes are in shape, bro.
It's
like,
crazy they don't get hit by the puck more often.
Right. But that's my whole point. Like, it is fascinating to me how good NHL referees are at staying on their feet, taking hits. Bro, guys are throwing just haymakers at each other, and they don't get out of there. They go into the fight to break it up. Like, hockey referees are the most badass in any sport. The NFL referee, the guy who literally stands right in between the linebackers, Crowder.
The umpire.
Those guys, the umpire, the head umpire. Bro, those guys are incredible also, and they're like 95 years old, and they somehow most of the time avoid getting hit. They're good at dodging, getting out of the way. In soccer, if the ball hits the referee, they do stop play. But it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different because that never the referee, it never happens where like he's stopping a potential goal scoring opportunity based on where he's standing. Appel, why in baseball anymore do you still need an umpire in the actual field of play?
Well, I mean, he's the second base umpire, so he has to be around the second base bag.
Okay, well, but no, I understand. But why? Why?
Calls it second. Bro. Calls it second.
No, I gotcha. But hey, we've got cameras now. Cameras. Tell me, don't tell me you're into this.
You're into this robot striking ball thing. Don't tell me you're going robot.
It's not robot or strike thing. But you've got a guy who literally interrupts play because he couldn't get out of the way. And I don't think he needs to be standing there. I think anybody can make the call. And if they can't from first, third, or somewhere in the outfield, if they can't make the call, quickly go to a video monitor. And in 6 seconds, you can tell, okay, did the guy get there safe or did he not get there safe? Like, I think it's that simple. Really, I think it's that simple.
Well, they need an umpire there to make calls at second base.
Well, no, they don't. I'm telling you why they don't. They can go to the video replay in 2 seconds.
Josh, he should be in the fourth row. Maybe sit on top of the dugout.
Well, this play rarely happens. That's why it was so annoying, and obviously it didn't have an effect on it. So, Emil Jimenez, don't show your face in Miami ever again. But also, like, we need Emil Jimenez at second base.
No, we don't.
Do a better job of getting out of the way.
No, Jimenez can be up in the booth, and if you want him in the fourth row, Crowder, that's cool with me. Put him up in the booth, and just have him watch plays at second, and he can
safe.
He can signal in.
Out.
And that's it.
Man, you just want to see humans replaced by AI.
I don't.
Robots. I don't. It seems like you want to take a... Now I'm defending him. I started the segment banishing him from the city of Miami, and now I'm defending Emil Jimenez's right to work as an umpire. you want to replace it with AI and video and robots, and I'm here for the working man.
No, he can still have a job in the fourth
row. Sound like you want him to.
In the fourth row or up in a booth looking at a video monitor. That, like... Put those guys up in the booth. By the way, they'd have a better shot at getting that call right if they're up watching a video monitor.
And it wouldn't hit them either. The ball would just get there in the center field in the mark. Told you. Start the game.
Told you.
I like human interaction. I'm not with all this robot AI stuff.
Me too. But hey,
how many umps on the field? One, a half?
No, I'm cool with the umpire behind home plate. He can keep making the calls, even though most of the time they're terrible. I'm cool with the umpire at first. You've got to have the umpire at first. But guess what? He can stand out of the field of play. And I'm cool with an umpire at third. Guess what? He can stand out of the field of play as well. And if you want to put somebody in the field of play, put him in the outfield, but put him somewhere where they have enough time to get out of the way. I don't think this is that. And mind you, this is coming from somebody who really doesn't watch baseball at all. But I still feel like I'm qualified to make this call. Get him out of the diamond.
So one guy behind the plate and one guy behind the center fielder, and we're set.
Yeah, put him on the other side of the home run wall, like a lifeguard.
Ooh,
have him sit on the center field wall like a lifeguard.
Wimbledon's going on right now. Get one of those chairs that they have at center court.
Right.
You know what? I think now you're onto something.
Safe. Have a little mic.
Safe.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Your headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Marlins, as Appel mentioned, are winning. Will Manso is going to join us in the next segment to talk a little bit about our conversation yesterday regarding the Miami Heat, their plan. I posted that video clip yesterday of me kind of sounding off on Heat fans who suggest that Pat Riley is the worst general manager in the NBA and that he has tanked the Miami Heat franchise and that they're in this impossible spot. And again, I'm sticking to my guns here. I don't think Pat Riley deserves the type of criticism. Does he deserve criticism? Yes. I don't think he deserves the amount of criticism to where literally every person on social media appears to be calling for this front office to no longer call the shots anymore. And I don't get it. So I want to talk to Will Manso about that. But the Heat did have their first summer league practice yesterday. And we got our first look at Kasparis Jakučionis in a Miami Heat summer league uniform. I'm very excited for that, guys. Very excited.
Did he ball?
It was a practice. So
can he play? Like, could you tell? Could you tell it? Like, I don't know if there was video. I haven't seen, but like,
please,
could you tell?
He make strong declarations after one summer league practice.
So I want to see. No, I want to see somebody ball, Josh.
No, well, Crowder, based on the 75 seconds of social media video that the Miami Heat posted of Kasparis Jakučionis, I think he's going to be the greatest player in franchise history. I that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah. KJ.
Are we rumor guys? Like, do we like rumors? Because I'm assuming, Solana, you've seen this one. And I don't think I'm getting NBA sentelled here. But there was something I read on Twitter today that the Heat are talking about Andrew Wiggins in a trade with the Lakers. And the potential return, according to this rumor, is Dalton Connect, Rui Hachimura, and a first-round pick. That makes the Heat better, no? If they're able to pull that off?
100%. I like Hachimura.
Hmm.
Hoochimura? You like Hoochimura?
I love, man. I love me some Hoochimura. That's the Rui, R-U-I. Man, I love some Hoochimura, man. That boy can play. He was playing with the Lakers last year.
Yeah, I don't know why the Lakers would do that. I don't know why the Lakers would give up a hole for unless LeBron is saying or Luka is saying, I want Andrew Wiggins. Like, that's the difference between us being a contender or not. Then maybe they'll do whatever they can. But we here's where I'm at with that. And I did see that Appel. And look, I think if you're the Heat, it's a no-brainer. And then people are suggesting trade Dalton Connect to Charlotte. The Heat get their first-round pick back that they sent for Terry Rozier. And the Hornets get Connect, who they wanted, by the way, when they tried the trade for him back when the Mark Williams trade ended up failing. So, look, the Lakers are clearly looking to do something. They're trying to shake things up. They lost Dorian Finney-Smith to free agency. And the Miami Heat clearly are still trying to make moves. Sign me up for this, but I don't buy that the Lakers are going to make this deal. I don't buy that the Lakers are going to send that type of haul to the Miami Heat for Andrew Wiggins. I don't know. I don't think the stock on Andrew Wiggins after how he looked last year with the Miami Heat, especially in that playoff series, is this high. I just don't.
But if the Lakers are willing to do it, that's a no-brainer.
Yes.
But say yes yesterday.
And some people, for sure, and some people are saying that the Heat would actually want to keep Dalton Connect, and I'm cool with that as well. I think that's a fascinating concept. Young player, if the Heat are really trying to go into this youth movement, like, sign me up. But I also like the idea of them getting their first round pick back. And if they're really not trying to contend this year and they're trying to stockpile picks, then that appears to make sense. There's also some complications with making that trade. The Heat have 15 players on their roster right now.
They would have to
make something else happen. But yeah, man, like, sign me up, bro. If no joke, if that's a legitimate option, then I think the Heat would absolutely take that deal 100%. For Hoochimura, Crowder. Sign me up for Hoochimura.
Hey, man, Rui can play basketball. But y'all know that we're gonna be, but like, I didn't even hear this one, but for the next couple weeks, months, you're going to hear the Heat and all these trade rumors going on forever. Does that make Pat look better, or does that make people frustrated? Because like this, we can get Komet and Hoochimura. Okay, they're coming. And then if they don't come, dude, they get more upset by Pat. Oh, he dropped the ball on this one. Like, do trade rumors help us at all? Because all people are doing is sitting around waiting to get mad at Pat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Because the more your names are involved in these conversations, the more everybody can turn around and just say, oh, you whiffed. Look, you weren't able to do anything. But you know what? I'm cool. I just know how this front office operates, and they're constantly trying to make the team better. Like in the case of Kevin Durant, I don't actually think they were that very interested in Kevin Durant unless they were quite literally going to be able to steal him from the Phoenix Suns. And they showed you that because they didn't want to part ways with any of their who they believe are their core young guys. So I don't know. Like, I don't know exactly how interested the Miami Heat are in just making trades for making trades. I don't think they're very interested at all. What I do think is their plan, which Barry Jackson outlined yesterday, is stay flexible, stay young, so that when a disgruntled superstar becomes available, they're going to be in play for them. And look, is that the best option? No, right? Like, you'd rather just have the superstar. But it's worked for Pat Riley in the past. It's worked. So to sit here now and everybody wants to do revisionist history and say, well, it only worked because of Dwayne Wade. I don't buy that. It's just I don't co-sign on any of that.
I like cheering for a franchise that when any of the other 29 teams say they want to move a guy, you go in and holler at them. It's like a single dude. Hey, she's single. Go ask for a number. Okay, it didn't work out. At least you asked. Like, just shoot your shot. I love that we shoot our shot at any team that wants to move somebody just to see how much they want for them. Could you help us? Oh, yeah. Hell, Komet, Hoochimura, let's see what they need.
Sign me up.
What's his name?
Rui Hachimura. There's no way I'm ever going to say his name correctly ever again with Hoochimura in my head now.
I think he called him Hoochimura as well.
It was Hoochimura, and then it turned into Hoochimura.
I got tomorrow off, guys. My mind's on something.
We're going to have a really fun show for you today. There's a special holiday today that we will celebrate with a segment that has not been played since it originally aired just a couple weeks ago, and that is a segment we call the Great Bean Debate. We're maybe expecting to talk with Kyle Seeloff as well once this Marlins game wraps up. Looks
oh,
like
it's over. They won.
Oh, okay. The Marlins won. So maybe Kyle Seeloff is going to join us later on in the show as well to celebrate the fish and the tear that they've been on. Will Mansell will join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show. Just a reminder, Hawk is off today and tomorrow, and then we'll all be back on Monday. Appel's filling in for Hawk, so it's Crowder, Solana, Appel, and Jimmy taking you up until 6 p.m. Tomorrow we'll do our 4th of July Independence Day Best of Spectacular, so make sure to tune in to that. Joining us now, though, Will Manso. On the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Will's the anchor and reporter on Local 10, studio host during the heat season on FanDuel Sports Network Sun. I like to talk to Will Manso, who seems to be, in my opinion, like the voice of reason when it comes to different things going on in South Florida sports. And Will, yesterday we talked about, I don't know if you read the article Barry Jackson wrote regarding the Miami Heat's plan. And I understand the frustration of Heat fans right now. I understand that none of us wanted to, quote unquote, run it back this season. We wanted roster shakeups going into this upcoming season and this free agency. They don't end up getting Kevin Durant. I understand the frustration of three straight years in the play-in tournament, but it appears that most of Heat Nation on social media, I think that's an important caveat, but on social media have kind of hitched their wagon to Pat Riley and the Heat front office can't do this anymore. That they actually, it's passed them by. The game has passed them by. And I told Crowder and Appel yesterday, look, I'm not there yet. I don't agree with that sentiment at all. I'm not even close to being there. I think it's an overreaction based on, you know, some frustrating years going back a couple. What, where are you at right now in terms of the Heat's plan and, you know, how they've gotten here and where they're going to be, hopefully, come, you know, the start of the season and beyond?
I mean, I think I'm in the same place I've been, man. I haven't changed in that perspective because, to me, the Heat have reached a point where the game hasn't passed them by. The game has changed the way you build teams in free agency and the inability. Look, we've seen the lack of movement in free agency. There are people that are ripping the Adam Silver and the way things are. I get all that, but from a Heat perspective, it hasn't passed them by. They just have to adapt to this new style. And I think they tried to stay with their way of trying to wait for that player to come loose and get them, while at the same time not give away all their assets. And I think on this show not too long ago, we talked about, I was on board where I thought they should have gotten Kevin Durant pretty much at all costs minus Bam or Tyler. They didn't feel that way, and that's fine, because I think what clearly they're doing, and you referenced Barry's article, and it's something that was mentioned to me recently as well, is they want to see the young guys. I mean, they just do. And if they're going to give up some of their young players, it's got to be for what they feel is the piece, the cog that goes with Tyler and Bam for this core moving forward for the next few years. And they haven't found it. They obviously didn't think it was KD, and people complained about lack of moves. What move would you have made? There's nothing out there. Look around the NBA. Moves aren't being made. Like, you just can't. So anybody who wants to tank, oh, they didn't get second round pick for Duncan, and they're not growing this. Guys, that's not the way the Heat operates. And by the way, I'm glad. I don't want to see a crappy team, 12-18 win team for the next 4 years with the hope of hitting a number one pick. That's not the way the Heat operate, nor should they. And I think fans have to understand that.
And Will, to that thought, those phrases come up. So youth movement has been said a lot this offseason. What is a youth movement? Like you said, it's just Jovic is starting now. Jakučonis plays a lot. Kalel Ware starts at the five. Like, this youth movement, like you said, they need to see them for 20 minutes a game, 30 minutes a game. Like, what does that look like if they do go that direction?
Well, I mean, let's look back last year, Channing. Like, look at the way that Spo coached that team that I think brought out the frustration of a lot of people. And I think it was part of Spo adapting to what we were talking about when, you know, hey, especially when they had to pivot past Jimmy, when the Jimmy situation arose and you moved on. You look at guys like Duncan, you look at guys like Alec Burks, Hayward Highsmith, who I think is a quality player who will still have a role on this team, Terry Rozier, who was taking up a lot of minutes last year, that certainly didn't make Heat fans happy. I think you're going to see a shift from that, where you're going to see those minutes to some of the guys you just mentioned, the young guys. Pelle Larsen's another guy, obviously Jakučonis, who they just drafted. We'll see how he looks in camp, how ready he is. They're hoping Jaime Jaquez, barring any moves, you know, the rest of the offseason, can revert back to what he was as a rookie. And obviously Nico, who Spo trusted a lot in that awful Cleveland series, but he tried to give him big minutes and big spots to at least make him part of this core. I think that's what it is, Channing. And I think that's, you know, can I say one thing about running back? Like, we got to stop with the running back. They're not running it back. Like, look at the roster from the last 4 years. This roster has completely changed. This team looks nothing like it did 2, 3, 4 years ago. If anything, they're changing everything toward that. Now, it's not the change fans want because they haven't got that alpha, that dog, that star. But this is no longer the Jimmy team with veterans and plug and play and pick up, you know, guys in the buyout and play. No, this is a young team led by Bam and Tyler that they're going to see how things shake out, because it wouldn't shock me if they look to move an Andrew Wiggins, obviously a Terry Rozier's contract, by the time the season begins.
Will, if they do make those types of moves, and not that they're punting on this season, but they're not necessarily going for a title, are they not set up well next offseason to make a bigger splash than they are now than they were last offseason? Are they not set up better to make more moves in the future if they stay pat where they are?
Yes and no. I mean, the answer, obviously, Josh, is that it's no really more than anything because of what we referenced earlier about free agency changing. The days of clearing your books and having to run ready for one summer and just getting guys looks to be pretty dead right now. I mean, you still want that flexibility, but now we see the mechanisms in place in making moves and trades and trying to get rid of, you know, contracts and expiring deals and all this talk about aprons and all these things. I mean, this is very complex. So the thought that it's just going to be okay starting next summer because they get a little more cap space isn't really true. I mean, they're still going to have to find a way, if they're going to get that third player, to make a move to a guy that says, hey, I want to be in Miami, and find a way. We've seen the swings and misses the last few years. The latest was KD. I don't, you know, if you read all the reports and believe them, there wasn't really a big enough push from them from KD. It wasn't really a case where they did a lot. It was more like they just did enough and it wasn't enough, you know. So I my answer to that is, yeah, they'll have flexibility, but this is still a work of progress, guys. I don't think the fix is this offseason and next, and they're an NBA title contender just like that. It's going to take a lot of movement and a lot of internal growth.
Unless Giannis is like, I want to be in Miami, right? Like that I guess cool. That's the big caveat. Yeah. Will Manso, again, from Local 10. Will, are you surprised, though? Because I tweeted this yesterday that I'm just shocked to see how fans have you know, they've kind of turned on the front office, period. I don't know. I understand social media is not the end-all, be-all and the pulse of a fan base. And I understand how it works on social media, right? Like, it's gloom and doom. Yeah. That's just the way it is. But man, to see the type of I don't know, conversation, almost narrative, where people are just totally dismissing what the Heat front office has done. They chalk it up to, well, Dwayne Wade got LeBron and Dwayne Wade got Jimmy Butler. Truthfully, like, I'm just surprised to see that, because I understand it's a what have you done for me lately industry. And I get that. I'm not saying that, you know, this front office doesn't deserve its criticism. It absolutely does. But to pretend like Pat Riley doesn't know ball is to me just like it's like this weird thing that's happening now, where that's almost become like the starting point. Okay, we know that. And I again, like, I'm just not there. I don't understand how we went from title contenders 2 years ago with Jimmy Butler to, okay, Jimmy leaves. Now this front office doesn't know what they're doing. And that's what's really that surprised me.
Yeah, and it's silly, and I think it's more social media narrative. I think real Heat fans that follow the game and understand the way this franchise is have full faith in this franchise. Now, again, to your point, you can criticize them. I've criticized them plenty. We'd already talked about the KD move. I think there's things the last few years that I thought they could have done better, routes they could have taken that were better ways to acquire talent or keep assets or use their assets. I can be as critical of them as anyone if you're going to say, okay, what about this particular situation? But as a whole, you have to trust in Pat and Adam Simon, Andy Ellisberg, and the crew they have there to figure this out. And it goes back to the original point of the game is changing. It's evolving. I don't think there's a more stable front office and ownership in the NBA than the Miami Heat. You know, I mean, there's no questions about how the chain of command works. And obviously with Nick Arison involved and all the people in the 4, 5, 6 people in that room that make decisions, this is the way it works. And when you whiff on something, it looks bad and you get criticism, and it's fair. But to sit there and say Pat Riley is washed or this organization is a mess, like, as far as the, you know, the structure of the front office, is silly, because the track record of the last 30 years has proven otherwise. And to your point, a few years ago, they were in the NBA Finals. Now, you can't stay on that forever, because we've been a play-in team 3 straight years. They have to shake things up. But to think that this organization is just done and washed and needs a massive change is silly. It's just silly.
Yeah, well, they're spoiled. That's what it's called. It's called spoiled, yeah. And you've been spoiled for decades by Pat Riley. Hey, Will, one thing that was interesting we talked about was Dame Lillard. You know, he got waived by the Bucks, and now, you know, the Heat pops up like the Heat always pop up. How would you feel about signing Dame, knowing he's going to be on ice for a year? Knowing, I always said, it couldn't be, Dame can't be your plan, but if you can sign Dame and have him as like a little bonus in 2 years, I think that would be a hell of an opportunity for us.
I would do that the same reason I would have done Kevin Durant, Channing. And obviously the way you get Dame is a little different than the way you get Durant, but and obviously he couldn't play this year, but I look at the window of Bam and Tyler, like, it has to be the next 3 years, right? Like, you can't go past the next 2 or 3 years with Bam and Tyler core without acquiring another piece. I wanted the piece to get KD. It wasn't KD. Fine. Dame's out this year. You're going young. I think it's a path they have to look at. You know, I do. I just think it's a path, because given his age and the Achilles, yeah, it's a risk, but what isn't a risk? But he's the kind of player, and he's all accounts a hard worker and a great guy. I think he's the kind of player that even at his age can come back and still be a 20-plus point scorer and be an elite player and a playmaker to help Bam and Tyler eventually. Is that something they're going to pursue or that Dame would be interested in? We'll see. But, yeah, my answer to that is absolutely yes. They need to look at any type of star player, whether he's coming off injury or getting older, whatever, and try to piece them with Bam and Tyler, because again, the window isn't big, guys. This can't be where 5 years down the road we're having the conversation, well, he'd have to find somebody to pair with Bam and Tyler. Like, no, it has to be in the next couple years. And that's where the shift has to be in mindset for the Heat to try to figure out a way to make it happen.
Will, I can't believe I'm bringing up the Marlins to you on July 3rd, but here we are. They just won another game today. They should have won last night, or at the very least should have been tied. They kind of got robbed, but I don't know. Like, the Marlins are exciting in July. I know Pell's excited about it. It's definitely – they're making us take notice, right? At the very least, we could say that. They're making us take notice.
And I think what fans have to understand is, like, and anytime I talk about the Marlins, it's such a toxic topic, right? Like, oh, give me a break. Who cares about the Marlins? Like, you can separate, and you have to do it. You can separate ownership and the plan and everything, right, from the players. Like, I just look at from a baseball perspective, this team is fun. Like, I love watching Augustin Ramirez, their young, talented rookie catcher, who hit a home run today, hit. It's just a violent swing. He's fun to watch. Yuri Perez today looked like himself again. I love Sandy. I hope he's going to find himself. Young players that you see, guys they picked up, like the Liam Hicks and Otto Lopez's, that are having nice years. Like, I can separate that from, because then fans will say to me, oh, who gives a crap? They're going to all be gone in a couple of years. Look, the way that Marlins haven't made it a secret, yes, this isn't going to be a big budget team. They're not going to keep all their players, sign big contracts. Just not the way they're going to operate. Their plan is to acquire young talent, build the system, win with that young talent. Yes, at some point that young talent may not be able to afford. They supplement it with the new talent they have behind them. It worked in Tampa. It's what Peter Bendix wants to do here. I get it. Fans hate that. But in the short term, in the immediate, right, they're a fun team to watch. I like baseball, and I like watching fun baseball. And right now, there are a few teams in baseball, as crazy as that sounds, that are more fun to watch than the Marlins.
Listen, Will, there's something about this team, and we had the time of our lives talking about it at the Coconut Creek NYY Steak a couple of weeks ago, and at that dinner was our good friend Mark Hochman. And you've heard the Aperol Spritz phenomenon obsession on the air, but you actually got to see it live and in person. What did you make of witnessing Mark Hochman try and get the rest of the table to join him in the Aperol Spritz hysteria?
Well, I mean, I paint the picture. I got there last because I was driving. I had a 6 o'clock news hit, so I was done at 6:30, and you guys' dinner was at 7. I walk in at 7:15. Hey, guys, what's going on? There's a few guys at the table, you and Slater. And then I see Hawk, and he goes, sit down, have an Aperol Spritz. And I thought,
first thing
he says to me. And I thought he was kidding. I thought it was like a joke that they brought it out like as a prop, like they gave us free drinks, and that's the drink they picked. And he goes, I love this. I feel so good. And he was sipping and drinking that Aperol Spritz. And I walked away and I left. I didn't have dinner. No, I'm just kidding. I had dinner. But, I mean, I'd had enough of Hawk. I'd had enough of seeing Hawk, but he truly loves to drink. But I was just in the Keys, by the way, and I was sitting at the bar drinking rum and Cokes, and the first thing on the menu said Aperol Spritz, and I felt like putting a pick of Hawk on it.
isn't it insane now that anytime you see that, he lives rent-free in our heads so much that anytime you see Aperol Spritz anywhere, Mark Hochman is the first person you think of.
That will never change now, because he is truly the only human being above 30 and maybe the only man that I know that drinks it. So I'm not. So yes, I will always think of him when I see it.
Both categories, man and over 30. It's a 22-year-old girl drink, Will.
he meets the quota. He is the quota.
Well, man, so enjoy if you're drinking Aperol Spritz. I guess you're not this weekend, but enjoy your weekend. Thank you for taking the time, man. Seriously, appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk soon.
All right, there you go. Will Manso from Local 10, and also obviously does studio hosting for the Miami Heat on FanDuel Sports Network. Son, the funny part about the whole Aperol Spritz bit, by the way, is that Appel, this all started because Hawk starts calling it, oh, have you heard this new drink? And I'm like, Hawk, Aperol Spritz have been around forever. People have been drinking this in Italy since like the 12th century BC. Like, what are you talking about, new drink? And he really turned this into like...
He discovered it.
Crowder, correct me if I'm wrong, like he turned this into like his whole personality now, or he's an Aperol Spritz guy.
He sends us Aperol Spritz popsicle sales, Aperol Spritz candy. It's amazing how he does this stuff to us, but he'll jump on something, and now it becomes the world.
I'm just glad that the Swisher Sweets obsession lasted only for like a week.
Yeah.
I'll live with the Aperol Spritz instead of the Swisher Sweets obsession.
what bothers me, the thing is, you know, he was actually smoking the Swisher Sweet, not doing with a Swisher Sweet what you're supposed to do with a Swisher
Sweet. First person I've ever seen.
Which is gutting the Swisher Sweet. I don't know if this happened to you guys. I don't think, Crowder, you ever drank Aperol, but I loved Aperol Spritz. Like, I loved I can't drink it anymore. I don't like Aperol Spritz anymore. Hawk has completely ruined it for me. Completely ruined Aperol Spritz.
You should have been drinking it anyway, because we just established it's a young woman drink.
Well, I'm you know, a young woman at heart. So
a young woman at heart. Fully understand and agree.
More Hockman Crowder and a young woman coming up next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.